my annoying Falgrin. I'm considering reassigning you to join ST in Washington, D.C. There you'd be one more small rat in a large sewer. You're a pretentious windbag, Falgrin. All I care about is results. Of course you should distract her from the forbidden book. If it's a seedy romance novel or a video promoting materialism and superficiality, all the better. The media is our most effective gateway to their puny minds. Make Rob inseparable in Jillian's mind from her spiritual life. That way, when he fails her or breaks off their relationship again, she'll feel deserted by the enemy too. Make sure they look to each other for the things only the carpenter can provide. Make her think Rob is really the person she's always longed for. That way she won't look to the enemy to meet her needs. Use Jillian to draw Rob away from serving the enemy. Make him reevaluate that summer missions trip he's planning. How could he leave her behind? Convince them they're a couple. That entitles them to the rights and privileges of marriage without the responsibilities. Encourage Jillian to give her emotions, her soul, to Rob. Then, when their guard is down, her body will naturally follow. The enemy calls them to delayed gratification. We call them to instant gratification. Their bodies and their culture cast the deciding vote. Instant oatmeal, instant bank deposits, instant entertainment, and instant gratification. They grow up having their wants pandered to. They're taught to sacrifice the future on the altar of the present. Make them think the enemy's commands are whips to punish them rather than guardrails to keep them from falling off the cliff. When Jillian lies in bed at night, send images of Rob to her mind. Have her imagine him next to her, holding her. You may not get them to fornicate next week or even next month. Just keep wearing them down. Get them off in cars, on couches, in rooms by themselves. That's all it takes. Time is on our side. Keep them from seeing the desires they have for one another are mere shadows of the higher pleasures he promised. If they see him as the fulfillment of their deepest desires, this takes the wind out of the sails of every temptation we send them. Using the enemy's blessings against them, Prince Ishbel.